Welcome to the 15th edition of What Would You Do? NBA Offseason Edition. I am your host, Matt Skurr, and we got my co-host, my great friend, Mr. Caleb Connick. Caleb, how has this fine Wednesday treated you so far?
Man, it's going amazing. It's going good for me, man. We got the start of the crack of the dawn right now. You know, just getting it in early. It's all good. How you doing, man?
All righty. I have been doing great. Thank you for asking. For this edition of What Would You Do? NBA Offseason Edition, we are halfway through our NBA teams that we are discussing. And this team that we will be discussing is the New York Knicks. What a season the New York Knicks have had. Once again, another disappointment for New York sports as a whole. Knicks are the Knicks. They are one of the worst teams in the NBA. But I will say, they had themselves an interesting offseason. One of their biggest things that they did during the offseason was hiring a new head coach. New head coach by the name of Tom Thibodeau, who was out of the league for a little bit. His last stint as a head coach was with the Minnesota Timberwolves. Had a good little run in Chicago. Obviously, a lot of people will never forgive Tom Thibodeau for keeping Derrick Rose in that 2012 playoff game where Derrick Rose's knee got hurt and he was never the same player. But Tom Thibodeau as a coach, he was a well-respected coach, known for playing guys a lot of minutes. I think this is a good addition for the New York Knicks. Caleb, what do you think of Tom Thibodeau being the new head coach of the New York Knicks?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. He's definitely a great talent, you know, well-respected by well-respected players. I just didn't know if this was the right hire right now. I don't know if he was today's coach. Not to say he couldn't be on a squad, I mean, a team that, you know, needed him as an assistant coach. Like if we look at the Lakers, Clippers, their staff is built with head coaches at the assistant coach position right now. And I think something like that would have benefited him more. He would have been able to really, you know, use players the right way, kind of how he came up. If you guys know, he came up with Doc Rivers. Can you recall that? He came up with Doc Rivers in the Boston Celtics. He was like basically like their defensive coordinator, but their defensive, you know, coach. So I think he could have really shined on a contending team. But I think he's there for a reason, to get the culture right. So ultimately, yes, I do think he's a good signing, because I feel like he's there to build a culture with those young guys, you know, and to really put some structure there. So I think at the end of the day, it wasn't a bad hiring. It wasn't the best hiring, but it was more of a strategic culture builder hiring. So I see where they're coming from with that one. I'm excited to see how he uses these young guys. What do you know about Tom? You know, what do you think, man? I don't know how to feel about this alone.
I think I personally think it's a good hire for the Knicks. I think they made a good choice. I mean, he's a good veteran coach. I mean, he's been there, done that. Helped the Boston Celtics win a championship in 2008. A lot of people talk about Doc Rivers and how good of a coach he was, but Tom Thibodeau and the way how he played, made the Celtics play defense against that Lakers team in 2008 was impressive in itself. I mean, even when he got the head coaching job in Chicago, he made them consistently made the playoffs year in and year out, even though a lot of people are gonna hate on him for keeping in Derrick Rose in that final minute when he did hurt his knee, which he definitely should not have been in there. But besides that, I mean, he's a well-respected coach. Even in his stint in Minnesota, even though he was there for a couple of years, he helped bring him to the playoffs for the first time in 14 years, you know, in 2018. So, I mean, everywhere he's gone, he's helped the team improve. I expect him to do the same thing with the New York Knicks, as well as these additions that they have made during the offseason. Here are some of their additions that they have made during the offseason. Through free agency, they acquired Austin Rivers, Alec Burks, and Nerlens Noel. Caleb, you look at those free agent signings, and what are your thoughts from the Knicks just with those small acquisitions?
And, you know, basically, those guys that they got, they're solid. You know, Austin Rivers, Alec Burks, Nerlens Noel. They're veteran players that are going to help the young guys out, help them get to the next level. But they're, like you said, the same old Knicks, man. They're I can't see them doing too much. I can't see them doing too much. But we back. What you feel? How you feel about the Knicks, bro?
I mean, we look at the Knicks. I think it'll be a while before they get into any sort of playoff contention whatsoever. I mean, you look at even if they try and say, oh, we're going to try to get the big name free agents. Well, Anthony Davis already signed the max. You can't get him. And even as we know of right now, as of December 16th, 2020, Giannis Antetokounmpo inked that max deal. So Giannis to the Knicks, that's not going to happen. So, I mean, I think if you're the Knicks, you just have to kind of look at it and say, look, we can't attract big name free agents. They like to say like, oh, Madison Square Garden is the Mecca, you know, it's the place to go. Well, if it was the Mecca and the place to go, why did Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving sign with the Brooklyn Nets down the street instead of the Knicks?
Well, see, like in that case, there are a lot of problems with the front office in New York with the Knicks, with the owner, for one. That's already one problem. You got Spike Lee being kicked out of games. Remember that situation before COVID? Mm-hmm.
And even Charles Oakley, too, a couple years ago.
Oakley got the Charles Oakley situation. I mean, I don't know Charles Oakley, but from playing on the Knicks, I barely figured out he was running with Michael Jordan from The Last Dance. So, and I mean, that right there with the ownership was one problem. They haven't had the right management. Before that, they didn't have the right management. I just think they were in a confused direction. And now they got a former agent that was
Leon Rose,
yeah. And I mean, I think he's making it a little better. I think his relationships will, you know, bring some guys there. Again, James Harden is on the trade block right now. So although Giannis and Anthony Davis is gone, LeBron and Paul George even, I mean, they still do have a chance at either Kawhi or Harden. And I think they do have the pieces to, like, land James Harden and pay him the big bag. And, you know, I mean, they're at the Garden with Harden. It can get tricky.
Yeah, and you mentioned the Knicks possibly having the pieces to get James Harden. If you're the Knicks and you want to make a move for Harden, who would you be willing to trade to make that happen?
Okay, I'll give you a trade. I'll give you a trade right now. I'll go RJ Barrett. Fuck it. We want to get Julius off the books. Send him Julius. A first round pick. 2 seconds for Harden and PJ Tucker.
That's definitely interesting trade. I think if I were personally Houston, I wouldn't really look at that trade right now. I would say if his value gets lower, I think the Knicks could swoop in and kind of throw in that kind of deal. Because I think for Houston right now, they want to try to get the most they can possibly get.
I mean, and they could go different. They could, that you could, I mean, you give me a trade scenario. Yeah, go ahead. My bad.
If I were to throw in a trade scenario if I were Houston, for right now, if I were to want James Harden, I definitely like that you threw in RJ Barrett and Julius Randle. I think those are two solid pieces that Houston needs. But the one first round pick is great. I don't think 2 seconds would work. I think Houston would want at least two first round picks and a second. I think if you the players that you threw in there are nice. RJ Barrett, Julius Randle. Heck, I'd say even if you wanted to, why not throw in Kevin Knox in there for those three players and a first and a second. And then you'll be just fine, because then what that can do is your new draft pick and Obi Toppin that we will discuss later on, he could get more starter minutes. You get James Harden on the Knicks roster, he can start right away. you know, add in PJ Tucker. He could be that small little center that you have for the Knicks. And, you know, you could pay James Harden the money that you want, and you'll have your own little star in Obi Toppin on the rise.
I mean, you'll have Obi Toppin, and you can't forget about Mitchell Robinson, my boy.
Yeah, and exactly. They have a
really good defensive center in Mitchell Robinson. Like, he's getting paid shit right now. Next year, he's going to have a max contract somewhere. Like, if it's not on the Knicks, he will be getting paid a lot more, like, next year, I promise you. And I think he's actually the center a lot of people sleep on. But you have he's damn near like a Rudy Gobert. With Obi Toppin, I think given of Kevin Knox right now, you're probably right. It could get the deal done. As far as right now, I would try to keep Knox and I would instead of Knox, I would throw in Frank.
Ntilikina,
exactly. I would throw him in there, and if that would get it done, cool. But yeah, I think the Knicks do have the ammo to get it done. They have, like, they can get it done, so yeah, they can expect a star player their way soon if management can act right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you definitely make a good case. Hey, Caleb, you should be the GM of the Knicks. If you pull that kind of power move, the whole entire New York City would love you. You'd probably have a statue up there.
Hey, hopefully that would be cool. I would love to do it. That would be dope. Tell the management to holler at me. I'm available.
Yeah, we'll definitely throw that out there. Let's move on to the New York Knicks draft picks. The name that I mentioned earlier, Obi Toppin, the New York Knicks selected him with the 8th overall pick. They also selected in the first round Emmanuel Quickley with pick number 25. Let's talk about their 8th pick and Obi Toppin. Caleb, Obi Toppin grew up, born and raised, I believe, in Brooklyn, New York. He gets drafted to the Knicks. You saw on draft day the Knicks draft him. Did the Knicks make the right decision drafting Obi Toppin, or do you think they should have gone more of a point guard kind of route?
I think they made the right decision because he was the best guy on the board. I think they could have went the point guard route with Tyrese Haliburton because he was on the – my bad. He was on the board too. But I just think, you know, it just felt right with Obi Toppin. And if you watched him on his preseason debut, he's kind of nice. He can play. He's like an NBA now type of guy, like shoot the three, drive it in, you know, score in the mid range, holds his own on defense. And he wasn't a one and done guy. Wasn't he in college?
No, he was a sophomore.
Oh, he was a sophomore, see? So he definitely is gonna, you know, come in the league with a bigger body, you know. That's not gonna be something that worries him. It's gonna be a challenge. But you know, he could still hold his own. I think he's solid. I think it felt right for him. I don't know. What did you think, man? Because they couldn't really win a point guard route. It almost felt like they should have went the point guard route.
Yeah, I was a little surprised when they made that selection. When I saw they took Obi Toppin, I was shocked. I thought for sure they were going to go point guard route, especially with all the forwards that they already have on that roster, Kevin Knox, Julius Randle, even with their free agents that they had in like Gibson and Portis, if they wanted to bring them back. I thought it was an interesting selection with Obi Toppin, but you were right, Caleb. Obi Toppin was the best player on the board. And sometimes as a team, you just got to look and say, yeah, we may have a logjam at forward, but this is our best guy on the board. And Obi Toppin, like you said in the preseason, he looking real nice. I mean, if he can continue that during the regular season, I think he could potentially be a good starter for the Knicks. So, and with him being selected in the top 10, you know, at pick number 8, he's going to have a lot of high expectations for the New York Knicks when he gets on there. Because of the fact, one, you're selecting the top 10. I've mentioned in previous episodes to where, you know, if a lot of NBA fans look at a top 10 pick and say, you're going to be our franchise player, you need to play well, that's going to be the same kind of situation that Obi Toppin is in. Because Obi Toppin, don't get me wrong, he's a solid player. but the Knicks took another forward. A lot of Knicks fans kind of looked at that and said, why do we need another power forward? Granted, Toppin is a great talent, but we could have utilized another point guard instead. So let's see if Obi Toppin can prove the doubters wrong. I personally think he will. I'm rooting for Obi Toppin for the Knicks. You know, hopefully he can be a guy that can help the Knicks become a relevant team. I mean, whenever the Knicks are good and making the playoffs, I mean, it just seems like the sports world is a lot better. So, you know, I think it'll take a couple of years for the Knicks to be good again, but hopefully Obi Toppin is that draft piece that can kickstart a potential bright future for the New York Knicks.
Yeah, I think, you know, he's put in position right now, especially since they kind of want to get Julius Randle off the books. Although I think Julius Randle, a lot of people sleep on him. He's a solid talent. Like, he's just like Zion and all those other guys right now. I guess his contract is too much. I don't know why, what it is with Julius Randle and the franchise wouldn't get rid of him. I'm sure they obviously want Obi Toppin to get his time more, but as far as like Julius Randle goes, I think he's a great player as far as Obi Toppin him as well, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I think Julius Randle is a great talent. Even when he was with the Lakers, I mean, he was a good talent with the Lakers. Obviously, we didn't really see him get into this good of emotion until his final year. And then we decided to let him walk to the Pelicans, has a great year with the Pelicans, cashes that in with the New York Knicks. So we'll see how the Knicks will utilize Julius Randle, Obi Toppin. That'll be something Tom Thibodeau will have to decide, whether he'll roll with more of the veteran guy in Randle or if he believes in the rookie. That'll be something that he'll have to decide and see. Let's discuss their other draft pick that they made. With the 25th pick in the NBA draft, the Knicks acquired the draft rights to Emmanuel Quickley, the shooting guard out of Kentucky. Caleb, when you saw the Knicks make that pick, what were your thoughts on that? Did the Knicks make the right choice?
Yeah, because they could have went the guard. Like we said, they could have went the guard route with Tyrese, but they didn't. So, yeah, I honestly do think that they went the right route. Hopefully he could, you know, tune in to be a great guard for them. I don't know how much time he'll get this year, but hopefully he could be a good, you know, development guy. And he was a good point guard back in high school. I remember watching him. He's definitely a good talent. It's just about getting the opportunity for real. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And with Emmanuel Quickley on the squad as well as RJ Barrett, who do you think could be a point guard? Do you think we could see a situation where Emmanuel Quickley could play the point and RJ Barrett more of a shooting guard? Or could it be a situation where RJ Barrett, you run the point and we're going to let a rookie Emmanuel Quickley get the nod at shooting guard? How do you think the Knicks will kind of handle that guard situation?
I don't know. I think they'll probably let Barrett run a little bit more at the point guard. But then again, I think it'll be pretty much even, you know? I don't think that they'll try both out, and whichever works is what they'll go with. If RJ Barrett can score if he could score better being off the ball, I'm sure you could probably see them doing that more in the season as it goes on. And if they're just in a better flow with Barrett controlling the ball and controlling the offense, then I think that's something you could see more as the season goes on as well. So I think, like, to start the season, something like that will be even, you know, as far as them controlling the offense, you know. I think more, you can expect to see more Frank Ntilikina than Emmanuel Quickley, for sure. Early.
Yeah, you definitely make a good case there. I, in my personal opinion, I would have RJ Barrett run more at the point and then have Emmanuel Quickley be more of like the shooting guard type of situation. But I think you make a great point there with Frank Ntilikina. Frank Ntilikina could probably be the guy that Thibodeau would trust more to start, just because Emmanuel Quickley, you know, he's a rookie. I mean, not really a lot of training camps during the offseason. I mean, there's a little bit of preseason action, but in a limited season, it could be a possibility where like you mentioned, we could see Emmanuel quickly get limited minutes to start. But as the season kind of progresses on, he could get added more minutes as the season progresses. And depending on where the Knicks place, could make or break to where they are. I think the Knicks, this is one of the better drafts that I've seen the Knicks make. I mean, the Knicks, they've been known a lot for making bad draft day decisions. But I think this draft day that they had, getting Obi Toppin at number 8, acquiring the draft rights to Emmanuel quickly, I think it's a good start for the Knicks. I think it's a good start for Leon Rose, you know, the new man at the helm for the Knicks. I think he could, like you mentioned earlier, Caleb, could be a good draw, a good attraction to get guys. I mean, you look at the Lakers GM Rob Pelinka. He was once Kobe Bryant's player agent, and look at how he's done with the Lakers. He's got that good player mindset, got LeBron, got Anthony Davis, and, you know, now the Lakers are NBA champions. So maybe the Knicks look at that and say, hey, maybe we could get a guy who knows the players, and maybe we could attract some stars to New York, or, you know, utilize our young draft talent that we have and make a big move to get that superstar that is much needed in the Garden. So we'll definitely see how the Knicks will do during the season, how their draft picks will do. We hope that the draft picks work out nice, because if Obi Toppin can keep this up, then he could possibly be a steal at number 8. So with that in mind, let's close out today's edition of What Would You Do NBA Offseason Edition with how we think the Knicks will finish this upcoming season. Caleb, with all the moves the Knicks have made with their new head coach and Tom Thibodeau, can the New York Knicks end their playoff drought, or will their playoff drought continue another season?
We got a drought continuing for another season. Get your top cheese, sit back, watch, but we're in a drought still. No, I do not expect to see the Knicks in the playoffs. Although I don't see them in the playoffs, I do expect to see some improvement this year for sure. Definitely. They will definitely be a better team this year than last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I truly agree with you as well. I think the drought continues another season. If I were a Knicks fan, I would just simply just look at the young talent. See how Obi Toppin develops. See how Emmanuel quickly progresses into Tom Thibodeau's system. And also kind of see how Tom Thibodeau coaches. You know, will Tom Thibodeau keep the same mindset that he's had through his coaching career? Will he just play guys a lot of minutes for most of the game? Or will he kind of approach it differently? You know, I think it's be interesting to see what will happen. I think you make a great point, Caleb. I think the Knicks will improve. You know, maybe instead of winning, you know, 20 to 25 games, maybe they might win 25 to 30 games. And, you know, I think for the Knicks this season, if they could find a way to get like 30 wins, I think that in itself will be a success. If they could find a way to crack 30 wins with this roster, I think they'll have a bright future. Now, if there's one thing I think would be the craziest thing that would happen, it would be so 2020, if somehow, some way, the Knicks make the playoffs. If the Knicks find a way to make the playoffs, they are going to be well ahead of schedule and could position themselves to acquire a big-name free agent in the 2021 offseason. But to agree with Caleb, they will not make the playoffs. But they do have a good projected future. If RJ Barrett continues his development, if Obi Toppin does well, if Mitchell Robinson keeps it up, as well as Emmanuel quickly, then all things considered, the Knicks could have a bright future. And with that, that will conclude today's edition of What Would You Do? NBA Offseason Edition, featuring the New York Knicks.